Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have two Marian feasts coinciding on this day. The Solemnity of Our Lady, Help of Christians, Patroness of Australia, as well as a relatively new feast. For a few years ago, Pope Francis instituted a new memorial feast that we celebrate the day after Pentecost. Mary, Mother of the Church. I'll focus on the latter because it is significant to ponder the relationship between Mary, the Church, and the Holy Spirit. The connection between Mary and Pentecost is noticeably clear. For as the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary at the Annunciation, so does the Spirit overshadow the Church at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit makes present Jesus Christ in Mary's womb, just as the Holy Spirit makes present Christ in the Church. The Annunciation is like the first proto-Pentecost, establishing the model for what happened yesterday in the upper room. That is why it was understood in the early Church that the Church is a continuation of the mystery of Our Lady. What was granted to Our Lady in the flesh is now granted to the Church in the Eucharist. We can find this through many biblical symbols applied to the Church, which are also applied to Our Lady. Both are the spotless bride, the new Eve, the Ark of the Covenant, the Gate of Heaven, the Tabernacle of the Most High. Both are the beloved in the Song of Songs, where the divine bridegroom says to the bride, "Behold, you are beautiful, your eyes are doves." It is my conviction that we cannot offer our lives to the Church without offering our lives to Our Lady. They are both our mother, and there is nothing like a mother's love. Any wound to the Church is a wound to Our Lady. Let us remind ourselves as we prepare to celebrate this twin mystery that we are called to share in this Holy Spirit's gift to the world of a mother. And if we have the courage, as Mary did, to say yes to God's Spirit, and to surrender our will to His, we too will experience the power of the Most High overshadowing us. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who placed the love of Our Lady, Help of Christians, in the hearts of those who brought the Catholic faith to these shores, grant through her intercession wisdom to our leaders and integrity to our citizens, so that under her protection, Australia may know harmony, justice, and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.